from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. No survivors found in the crash involving an American Airlines jet and Army Black Hawk helicopter near Washington, D.C. The crash happened last night as the regional jet was approaching Reagan National Airport. It was carrying at least 60 passengers and four crew members on the flight from Wichita, Kansas. Skaters, coaches, and family members from the U.S. Figure Skating Championship team were on board. About 30 bodies have been pulled from the Potomac River. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy spoke at the airport this morning.
The fuselage of the American Airlines plane was inverted. It's been located in three different sections. It's in about waist-deep water.
There are multiple skaters from New Jersey listed on the roster, but it's unknown if any of them were on board the flight. Former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for his conviction for accepting bribes of gold and cash and acting as an agent of Egypt. Crimes his own lawyers say earned him the nickname Gold Bar Bob outside the courthouse Wednesday. A defiant Menendez aligned himself with President Trump, saying Trump was right to attack the judicial system.
Welcome to the Southern District of New York, the Wild West of political prosecutions. President Trump is right. This process is political and it's corrupted to the core.
Given a chance to speak in court before his sentencing, the 71-year-old Menendez broke down several times as he described his accomplishments, telling the judge, quote, "Your Honor, I am far from a perfect man. I have made more than my share of mistakes and bad decisions. I've done far more good than bad. I ask you, Your Honor, to judge me in that context." A Newark teen is the first to be charged under tougher anti-car theft laws in New Jersey. The state attorney general says 19-year-old Samir White was behind a string of home invasions that led to the theft of nearly $250,000 in stolen luxury vehicles. He is facing a long list of charges, and a judge has ordered him detained until trial. Typically, these car thieves are released pending trial and return to stealing more vehicles. Colorectal cancer continues to impact people at younger ages. Dr. Mitchell Spunnell with the Englewood Health says it's impacting people of all demographics, many times due to lifestyle habits.
For many of these patients, if we make the diagnoses early, we can provide cures, and that's the goal.
Englewood Health is up and running with a young onset colorectal cancer program, which provides services to patients from diagnosis to survivorship. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. The frigid cold has returned. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Yesterday was such a weird weather day, warm and windy. Today, cold and breezy, feeling much more January-ish out there. We'll see sunshine with some clouds building in this afternoon. It'll stay breezy, high temperatures mid to upper 30s. The wind chill bites a little bit. That'll be stuck in the 20s this afternoon. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the 30s, and temperatures will actually rise a little bit overnight, leading to our next storm system tomorrow, which is mainly a rainmaker. There could be some wintry mix and icy spots in North Jersey tomorrow morning. Otherwise, scattered rain through the morning, becoming steadier and heavier in the afternoon and early evening. Wrapping up tomorrow night, total rainfall between a half inch to an inch for most of the state. Highs tomorrow 40 to the north, 50 to the south. The sun comes out on Saturday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Elizabeth is 27, Lakewood is 30, CIL City is 36. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, and weather brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm, leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.